invoking the inner friend. Just focus with love and friendship on your physical body. And in that environment, let the body relax. Deeply relax. You can suggest to it to just relax. Feel the muscles letting go. And let it relax more. Just be with the sensations of the body, letting go of all of this, of all of its stress and tiredness. And let it relax more. You're relaxing so much that the contours of the body, the outline of the body, starts blending in with the space. And the outline of your hands resting on your lap become almost indiscernible. Let the body relax even more. Let the body relax more deeply. Do 10 breaths to a count of 4 in, count of 4 out, with no pause in between, 10 times, and notice with each exhale, your body relaxes more deeply, as though you're exhaling any stress in the body. as you let the breath go back to its natural pace. Just suggest that with every exhale, the body continues to relax. And with every inhale, the body gets fortified with energy and oxygen. Let just the body continue to relax. Being cared for by the breath. Relaxed and energized with prana by the natural breath. As that process continues on its own, just gently change your focus to your mind. Going to let the mind deeply relax by allowing the mind to be as it is, in gratitude for having a mind, the amazing job that it does for us. While letting the mind be as it is, feel the mind relaxing into space. There's no restrictions put on it for what it should think or feel. All that we're doing is welcoming it and let it relax without constriction. Let it expand. Let it be free. Let it be itself. Feel the mind relaxing. Feel the mind feeling welcomed. No resistance, no pushing away, no trying to change. It is simply welcomed as it is. Loved as it is. Appreciated as it is. The mind becomes so relaxed that you can't feel its borders. The buddhi is so relaxed, and the mind, the manas, comes into that relaxed, welcoming buddhi. You may feel the mind settling down, really because it's welcomed and wanted. No one trying to change it, No one trying to push it away. No one trying to make it be different. Just enjoying, accepting, welcoming this extraordinary instrument that serves so well. Letting the mind and body continue that process of expansion and relaxation. Just gently turn your focus just to your own being. Me. The Buddha resting in me. The body and mind continuing to relax. Following the breath. Not touching the body or mind, allowing them to be with you. Not manipulating the breath, allowing it to breathe on its own. The mind welcoming, the buddhi welcoming, the body, the mind and the breath itself rooted. Absorbing itself in me. Now just be yourself. Let whatever experiences that take place internally and externally, welcome them, let them come and go. If there's restlessness, welcome it. Just be yourself. Buddha gently focused on me, but I am just being myself. The Buddha is as though pranaming to me, to Ishwara. Let go of any control of the mind or the body. Just allow it to be and do whatever it does. You be yourself. And let the Buddha have a gentle focus, absorption in me. Just be interested in whatever thoughts or thought flow the mind throws your way. Any unconscious material. Be patient. Welcoming. If the little ones want attention, welcome them. Be yourself. Keep coming back to your own being, bring the buddhi back to you. still allowing whatever experiences are taking place to be, but noticing your own silence, your own shanti, yourself that remains undisturbed. Let yourself rest deeply focusing on yourself, your awareness, and being yourself. I would suggest going outside for a walk by yourself, letting the body and mind be completely relaxed and be present to everything that you're perceiving internally and externally as Ishvara, letting your buddhi totally relax into what you are experiencing and perceiving. And as you do that, notice your own presence, your own being that pervades that perception, and then recognizing that that being, which is me, is Ishvara, that at the totality of your experience as you're walking and experiencing this beautiful nature, the totality of your experience, your own being, and all of the vrittis, all of the perceptions, all of the thoughts, all of the emotions. Totally relax, welcome them all, noticing your own being pervading them, and then recognize this is Bhagavan, this is Ishvara. Yourself is Ishvara. Your perceptions are Ishvara. There is no experience, subject, or object that is not Ishvara.